This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This might get weird.
Hey, Bruce Helbig.
Hi, Memory Heart.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
You have to fix your fringe. I have to fix my fupa.
Are you a German YouTuber? Because you got a fucking fupa right now.
Look. Turns out, pleated pants and sitting down in front of a group of a few hundred strangers is not conducive to a great time.
Yeah, it's just like a homemade whoopee cushion.
Yep. There we go. So I don't have any sort of venereal diseases if you guys see me like grasping at my crotch. But that's also just that's how I start every live podcast is by announcing that regardless of the pants I'm wearing.
Every Tinder date.
Yeah.
If you see me grabbing at my crotch, it ain't VD, baby.
No.
It's called ASOS High Waisted.
Called Terrible Purchase.
We are so excited to be doing our third live podcast.
Woo-hoo!
In Brooklyn. I would say not even 20 blocks from where we first became real friends.
True, yeah. As opposed to all those years that we were fake friends.
Fake aside.
With each other.
You thought my name was Mamrie for a full year.
Mamrie, yeah, Mamrie.
I didn't correct her.
No, you she didn't. What? That's a sign of a fake friend. Doesn't correct a real friend.
That's a real friend because then you know that we're going to be friends long enough that I can throw it in your face 11 years later in the same neighborhood.
Uh-oh, someone's been in Brooklyn for half a second.
I'll be honest, they put in Palantino's backstage. This is exciting.
Very exciting. We are going to WrestleMania this weekend.
Yes, on Sunday. I'm very pumped.
Yeah, I'm
nervous and pumped.
I literally am having like heart palpitations and breathing is not normal because this is super fun. And then 2 days from now, we have the Super Bowl of Wrestling, so it's a lot to take in this weekend.
It is. And then Elliot, what a dreamboat for you guys.
God bless him.
For y'all that are just listening to the podcast, fucking losers, right? Y'all listening, Grace's boyfriend, Elliot, opened the show, and he's a delight.
And he said some things I couldn't hear backstage, so I can't even comment on what his jokes were.
He had two things he talked about that I heard that I wanted to do a follow-up comment on.
Please do. Don't hold back.
First of all, he talked about how he was an employee at Disney World as Goofy. And then
Friends
I asked Grace, have you ever heard Goofy sing as Evanescence? Which is a popular YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious follow-up hearing anyone has any tie to Goofy is, have you ever heard Goofy sing Evanescence?
That has upwards of 10,000 views on YouTube.
We're literally backstage, like scrambling, looking at our notes for this podcast and like fixing our makeup. And then she blows this up in my face. I'm like, absolutely not, Mamrie, no.
It's good. And then I tried to try to
and
do
then
it.
She did it.
How does it feel to me?
I mean, it's really good. Wait, is Evanescence?
I'm a pretty good Goofy.
Yeah. Wait, is Evanescence?
How does it feel?
Is that Evanescence?
You're doing Goofy as Evanescence?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crushing it.
But can you imagine? But can you imagine if that wasn't me doing Goofy? That was just me doing Evanescence?
That's what I was hoping.
How does it feel?
So that's my first thought.
Okay.
My second thought is he talked about the Clydesdale thing, and when you hear something and you think it means something else.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told you this story.
Oh, that definitely means no, you haven't told me this story.
I was 10 years old. And I was at a bowling alley, as I'm known to frequent on occasion.
Uh-huh.
And I was there, and I went to the snack bar to get my fake cheese. And
oh, because you were already vegan.
What?
Did you say So you're fake cheese?
Yeah, but there's dairy in that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm getting nachos or whatever, and I look to my right, and a grown-up gentleman goes...
I would like to meet...
He does this, for y'all listening, he does the, like, dick suck, tongue, and the cheek thing, mime to me, and I looked at him, and I thought, that's fucking magic. And I immediately went back to my family and was like, check this out, guys. Like the cut the finger in half trick.
Yeah, yeah, your thumb. Yeah, you take your thumb off. Wow.
Yeah.
And so Mamrie, that's the start of Mamrie's crazy threesome with Penn and Teller.
Oh, they're the best because one of them will tell nobody about it.
Oh, yeah, one of them will take it to the grave.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
How are you?
I'm good.
We have our notes. This is what we do when we record podcasts. We just have a phone with notes on it.
And so it looks like we're just passively, aggressively
avoiding
each other.
It looks like we don't give a shit about each other.
How are you?
How's it going, Grace Hopping?
How was your first night in New York? Cool. We got here last night.
The journey to get here,
which
I flew with Bean's heart.
She flew with... Talk about the Clydesdales of the tiny dog world. <She's> like,
Whoa. Just said she's average. This isn't an interactive fucking show. Just a heads up. Heads up.
Wow. Also, I didn't think our podcast audience was full of liars.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Queen Beans.
Everyone loves beans except people who have bad taste in dogs, great taste in podcasts. Thanks for giving us money. Anyway, traveled with Beans Heart, which is just a hilarious experience in general. Also, you guys, you don't have to tell the airline you have a dog. Save your money. Get her into first fucking class.
Yeah.
Because
that's what she deserves. She's average. Oh.
She's an average Delta One bitch. No, we didn't book the tickets. I don't pay for first class, but Beans was there and she's first class. And, you know, we got up early, so she hadn't eaten yet. So then I just had this out of body experience where I'm hand feeding my dog an egg white sous vide bite from Starbucks. And I'm just like, my mom has never flown first class. And I'm hand feeding a sous vide egg white bite to a dog in Delta One. And it made me think about when you and I were flying somewhere and it was first class.
And you hand fed me an egg? Because I don't, that might have happened at some point.
You were hitting the Sky Lounge pretty hard. No, when we were in first class, we were flying. It was a very short flight. I think it was home from San Francisco.
Okay.
And they didn't put our seats together. Mine was one in front of yours. Mm-hmm. And I sit down and I'm beside a woman with a full ass fluffy cat in her lap.
Oh, yes.
What's her face from catwalk style?
Ooh la la.
It's full ooh la la.
Yeah, except it's an ooh la la.
So I am very allergic to cats.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at this bitch like, oh, here we go. And Grace, I look at Grace and like the guy beside her can tell that I hate it. So he goes, do you want me to switch so you can be with your friend? A saint of a man, right?
Truly
His
an angel.
His name is Chip Morgan. No, just kidding. Just kidding. So I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. And then I look at the woman and I go, sorry, I'm just really allergic to cats, so I'm going to switch to be beside my friend. She gave me a look. And then I get up, and as I'm crossing past, the cat sneezes. And I went, excuse me, bitch.
Yeah.
The feeling is mutual.
Anyway.
So many memes.
Lots of memes.
I don't remember that at all.
Are you serious? Remember we landed early and we had a taxi and she was like, sorry, Mr. Butters. Yes. Sorry, Mr. Butters.
I do remember that. Yeah. Yes. That's the only part I remember is that this woman was speaking out loud to her cat as if we had like emergency landed and the cat was having a freak out moment.
Yeah.
It was like...
As if we landed in water and the cat was like, oh!
Right. No. It was as if the cat mentally like translated, get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. And this woman was trying to coddle this thing down to the ground and all of us were pretty chill about it.
Samuel Jackson would be a great name for a cat.
Samuel Catton, we'll work it out.
We'll work it out. So what's been going on with you? You had a video shoot the other day that I'm very curious to know about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's one of the privileges of working in the internet space is that sometimes you get the opportunity to work with brands, and Mamrie and I are very conscientious about working with brands. So an opportunity came in for me to work with Glad Press and Seal. Wow, it was an audible gasp.
It's a brand and a verb.
Wow. Wow, okay. Well, I'm glad I made the right choice to work with them. And so the video concept, they worked with Hannah last year and they wanted to work with me this year. And because it's basically this foam or this piece of like filament paper that goes over things that you press and you seal it. And trust me, I'm really a great brand ambassador.
It's foam.
Uh-huh.
Saran wrap is foam.
I don't know. I had no idea. No idea. I was trying to spray it everywhere and they told me I was doing it wrong. I thought I was coming to spring break. But I got to, based on their creative for this video, be strapped in to the back of a flatbed truck while it was moving to make a Pokeball in a giant open field that I was told is where they've shot scenes for Westworld. So that was my Wednesday. I was there for probably like 12 hours. 6 of them were spent literally strapped into a truck getting driven around a field with me trying to put tuna into a bowl. So, yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. It was really great. So look out for that piece of cinema.
I love that you're really, really going hardcore with making tuna a thing.
I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down. When they came to me, they're like, we want you strapped into a truck making something. I was like, can it be tuna?
If you aren't the voice of tuna, what's the tuna brand? Bumblebee?
Huh?
Is it Bumblebee tuna?
Yeah.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Why would you have the word bumblebee? I don't want bees in my tuna.
You've never tried it. So that was my Wednesday. That was really fun.
Hijinks, huh? Business professional.
Business professional. They were great. It was just a lot of me just getting thrown. I literally just kept being like, go faster. You can throw me around. It's fine.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, my parents are
Grace
here.
Grace in the bedroom.
No, my parents are here. It was brand
go
friendly.
Faster. Throw me around.
No, it was
pokey,
brand
pokey,
friendly.
Pokey, pokey, pokey. Get that raw fish. Get that raw fish.
No.
No, whatever. They're not my parents. I love you guys out.
But the other thing was...
Oh,
this was really fun. Speaking of Elliot before, that when we got to the airport yesterday, Elliot got TSA pre-check for the first time to try and expedite the experience of going through.
Changes your life.
Changes your life, except if you're Elliot Morgan. Sorry, I'm adjusting my fupa.
Your fupa looks fucking great.
Yeah.
It's like a wild fupa.
And he was really excited to go through, and he got called back 3 times to go through the security sensor.
He looks dangerous.
Don't trust him with anything. So he finally got through. Basically, it just took up like way longer than going through regular security. Then he and I like beelined to get Bloody Marys, and you and Chip went and got coffee. And then we get a text. I get a two types of people.
It was 10 a.m.
It was 10 a.m. And so then all of a sudden, we're getting ready. It's getting close to boarding, so we're closing out at the bar. And then I just get a text from Mamrie that's just like, Elliot's being paged by security.
It wasn't even like they were paging him. I hear, could Elliot Morgan please return to security? Could Elliot Morgan? Ellie. It's like she was like being remixed, like,
bop, 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 Elliot Morgan.
Like they paged him so many times.
Yeah, and she texts me. She goes,
we're boarding and your boyfriend's being called security.
She's like, Skrillex is our flight attendant and he is paging Elliot Morgan right now. They say that he left something at security, and I'm looking at him like, did you leave your ID? Did you leave, like, your phone? What did you leave?
Yes, he left gum.
Yeah, turns out he left his entire laptop. Security! Full laptop case, full everything. And we were, like, ready to just get on the plane. So he's out of time.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Did you see the news report this week that Skrillex music can ward off mosquitoes? Did anyone else see this? The frequencies that are so low and so high in Skrillex's music can both ward off mosquitoes, make them stop wanting to do it. Isn't that crazy?
But
this is a real thing. I have Skrillex mosquitoes written in my nose. You said Skrillex, and I was like, well, that's a goddamn segue.
I feel like Skrillex also has like that brown note thing, so it can ward off mosquitoes and cause you to shit your pants at the same time. You know the brown note?
I'm gonna need you to back up.
Yeah. Okay, I got this from a reliable news source called South Park, okay? Years and years ago, there's a whole episode about there's this one note that's called the brown note, that when you hit it, you hit it. It's a note that's so low that it causes your bowels to just go.
No, no. You're cut off. Wait, is this real though?
No. I mean,
mine was a real fucking fact, Helbig.
Where did you find that story?
I don't know. Everywhere. No, there are real stories. I looked up funny news under Google, but also Chip had sent it to me on Reddit like 2 days earlier. It's a real thing. They studied the frequencies. It makes them want to do it less. And like the women are like really turned off by the very...
Okay, so you can either... So your options are one of two things.
Okay.
Buy a mosquito net. Play Skrillex.
Damn.
Yeah. We just saved you for this hot New York summer, guys. Just get that bangarang going on like fucking crazy.
You got really into Skrillex for a minute.
I was really into Skrillex. I just like to rage run. Skrillex is really good if you like to run out rage and anxiety, because you like the bangarang makes you feel like you're at the end of the marathon. When you're not, you've run like for 2 seconds.
Speaking of bangers,
yeah, go on.
Has anyone else heard the new Elon Musk single, R.I.P. Harambe?
I know. Okay, I have. You gotta. Okay, fill me
Elon
in on what
Musk
is this?
Released a song honoring.
What can't he do? He is the artist we didn't know we needed. The Enya of our time. Sorry, what did he do?
Released a single called R.I.P. Harambe. And it's like, R.I.P. Harambe, sipping on some Bombay.
Wait,
that's
what?
Verbatim, like, if you thought my Goofy was good, my Elon Musk is fucking crazy.
Wait, what's it called?
R.I.P. Harambe. And the next line is, sipping on some Bombay.
Sipping on some what?
Bombay, gin.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Chip wants to get R.I.P. Harambe license plates. He said he was gonna get a black truck with a silver camper top, so it's a silverback.
That's amazing.
He's like, you know, because R.I.P. Harambe plates, then people be like, that's clever. Oh, my God.
go on. Yeah, go get it.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, well, my note says Subway Raccoon. Yeah, I don't wanna.
Is there a raccoon that lives in the New York City subway
now? No, there was a raccoon that was just trying to utilize public transportation. I saw a Twitter moment. It's a brief critter corner that.
Okay. No, I love a critter. Y'all know I love a fucking critter. Critter
yeah,
love me.
There's a raccoon that tried to ride the subway and he got picked up at 14th Street and 6th Ave. And there's a photo of them taking
Stop
him
it.
Off the subway. Yeah, he was just trying to, he didn't pay the fare. That's the big issue. He jumped the turnstile.
Is he okay?
Look, he just used dry shampoo a little too much, okay?
It's just what's-his-face on the Guardians of the Galaxy press tour. Like.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I was impressed. Yeah, they picked him up off at the subway, and lots of people are real upset because it seemed like he was just trying to get to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of subway, oh my God, my segues are fucking crushing tonight. It's just happening naturally. Okay.
Go on. I'm ready.
On our last podcast, we talked about really fucking stupid BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yes, we did.
How I thought they went like off track because based on my Burger King order, I was a Pam from The Office.
Yeah, and based on my personalized sushi roll, I'm not having any children, only dogs for the rest
but
of my life.
But that makes sense, right? Today, I took a BuzzFeed quiz.
Me too!
Hold on.
Okay.
That's the only time someone shouts me too in this context.
If you guys are listening to the podcast, you can't see it, but I'm doing that cringe face emoji.
I want to see because I pulled up a quiz to give you
right now. Oh, let's do it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Shit. All right.
Again, we're not just texting on our phones.
No, we're not. We're very involved right now. Okay. Oh fuck me. Okay. I'm gonna multitask. So. So I took tell us your subway order. We'll tell you what city you should live in.
Almost took that. I literally. Okay. What's your subway order?
Well, no. I mean, they give you such limit. They give you like one vegetable topping.
Oh. How dare this very, very well-versed and informative quiz only give you?
I mean,
you
based
that.
On the options, I'm eating a honey oat with fucking pepper jack cheese and bell peppers. That's it. So anyway. Subway was like, well, based on this sandwich, you should live in Los Angeles.
Really?
No kids. LA. BuzzFeed are scientists.
Oh. Okay, well, the quiz. Oh, wait.
Oh,
I
wanted you to take one.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Which one did you take?
I took one. I'm looking for it now. I think I probably deleted it because I got sad about it. That it was a quiz that was like, tell us what kind of fries you like, we'll guess your exact age. Yeah, and I took it, it's like four questions, then they told me I was 35, and I was like, that's close, I don't like this, this is witchcraft.
How did you take your, we'll guess your exact age if you take this French fry quiz.
Wow. How do you even start? How do you pitch this quiz at a pitch meeting for BuzzFeed.com?
And it gets greenlit.
And how do you? What? Give me the science behind this.
I said
steak fries and McDonald's, and they guessed 35. They said I'm a like old school guru of French fries, and I didn't like it.
Damn, you gotta say Shake Shack or some shit that just came out in the last 8 years.
I know. Like AI fries. I like the idea of just like eating fries through my eyes.
Yeah, I like chomping at air.
Oh, you're right. 14.
I cannot find that quiz. I was gonna give you the quiz that was order at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wait, what? What is what?
Hold on.
Wait, what is this? Wait, it's you, vamp.
I gotta find this quiz.
It's already too specific, and I'm into it. Okay, I'll vamp. What else do I have in my notes? I set the smoke alarm off in my hotel room earlier. No questions as to how or why. Go ahead, Mamrie, got it?
Let me tell you this shit, Helbig.
Get out. I got all ears.
Chip and I were leaving to go get a breakfast at 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah, we both had nights.
I found a speakeasy. Yeah. It was cool. We're leaving at 3 p.m. Alarm's going off on our floor. We're waiting for the elevator. Two guys come out of the elevator, walk towards a room, and we hear a voice go, "Hey, guys, come on in. It's really calm in here." And Graham Chip goes, "That's Grace." And I went, "What? Oh, fuck, it is." So the door closes, so I creep up. And I'm like, "What? Are they smoking doobs in their room? What's going on?" And we listened for a bit, and then I said, "You know what? I'm gonna see if she brings this up on the podcast."
Caught me.
And I have been around you for 3 hours and have not brought this shit up.
What a relief.
I mean, I was like, da 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 da.
Well, that's the funny, the thing that I thought, okay, so here's why.
Yes.
I'm lazy, and also tied one on last night, and also woke up at noon and started my day very bright and early, and didn't want to iron my clothes for the this situation right now, so I decided to turn the shower on and just let them steam. That's what my mom, who makes great decisions on items, taught me to do when I was younger, and turns out that the smoke alarms in our hotel are very sensitive. As soon
off
as I open the door. Excuse you, what?
The smoke alarm went off. Off steam.
Trust me, I would love to tell you I did something insane in the room that I dropped like a curling iron and it lit all the sheets on fire and I still made it to the show tonight, but no.
Damn.
The steam went off and it was the shrillest sound I've ever heard. And it's funny because my first thought was, I hope Mamrie's not on this floor because she is so sensitive to noises.
I'm so sensitive to noise.
Meanwhile, she's literally like a cartoon character outside the room.
Well, Helbig, this steam story sounds like a bunch of hot air.
The craziest thing was is that this smoke alarm is going off for like a full minute and I'm panicked and we're like waving towels at it to try and make it stop.
I wish you had the fans.
Thank you, Mom, for future hotel experiences. But we're waving towels, nothing's going off. And I'm expecting, like, in my mind, because we've been in a hotel before where they've evacuated or they've said, like, please evacuate the building when a smoke alarm goes off. And you've called down being like, do I really have to leave?
Get real.
And so I'm like, oh my God, please don't let this be a full hotel, have to leave the building because this steam made this go off. And no one's calling, no one's knocking on a door, no one's anything. I finally, in this like noise, call down. I'm like, our alarm's going off. It was just the steam from the shower, but can someone turn it off? They're like, yeah, sure. And like they just bring someone up and like it took forever. And I'm like standing in the hallway waiting and like a guy knocks and all of a sudden they just throw a ladder next to our door. And I was like, okay. Like if this was a big emergency, this would be a weird scenario. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel safe anymore.
Well, good. We're going to be in this hotel for 3 more nights.
Cool. So. I found the quiz.
Oh, phew.
The quiz is eat at the Minnesota State Fair and we'll tell you what Broadway musical you are.
We're big.
Okay, out of the gate, if you had to say, get that food book ready.
Sorry, I'm just sorry. Sorry.
If you had to say you're a musical, which one would you be?
Oh. This was a question to me only. I think I would, oh God, what me? I don't know enough about musicals. Maybe Cats.
Yeah!
Yeah! There's someone that fucking loves
this,
Cats!
This bitch
that
loves
musical
tuna!
Is fucked up.
All right, I think there's like 3 questions.
Okay.
So which app would you start with? Pepperoni chips, bacon stuffed tots, spam curds, nacho fries, barbecue cauliflower wings, or jalapeno cheddar spuds?
Oh, what were the first...
No,
oh.
I'm not going to repeat. It's podcast.
Pepperoni chips are one thing. Fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Nacho fries.
Good call.
Okay.
You are 35?
Yeah, no. That's honestly, that's one of the answers.
Oh. Okay, time for a drink. Do you want apple ale, key lime pie beer, strawberry basil lemonade, Saint Apple malted cider, margarita style, kettle sour ale, orange cream...
margarita-style kettle sour ale, or orange cream ale?
What? I want apple ale.
Good call.
Okay.
Time for the main course. What are you having?
Oh, my God.
General Tso's chicken taco, a stuffed avocado, slider flights.
What is this?
Chicken bacon ranch quesadilla. Quesadilla.
Wait, you're doing every accent at once now.
A turducken sausage sandwich or chicken enchiladas with salsa verde and goat cheese.
This all sounds like Diarrhea City.
For sure. This is the Brown Note Festival.
Yeah, 100%. I'm doing slider flights.
Okay.
I don't think I meant that.
And then
I
for
said
your
it.
Sweet tooth?
Oh.
Just choose.
All I see is vodka infused tipsy pies. Done and done.
That looks great.
Uh-oh.
Bitch, you are mean girls. I mean.
The only musical I ever slid into the DMs of to try and get free tickets, and they said no.
I was like, we were here, and they were like, let's go to Mean Girls. And I was like, great, slide into DMs. You have more followers than me. And they were like, we'd be happy to give you these full price tickets. Yeah. And we were like,
we'd love to have you. Our tickets start at $150. And I was like, this is the opposite of what I wanted from this conversation.
No. We slid right into a wall.
Yeah. Oh, we got friend zoned by Mean Girls, the musical.
Absolutely. Okay.
Dang. Go off.
I wanted to say two quick things before we get into some cues.
I would love nothing more than two quick things.
Elliot?
My parents are here.
And they know who I am. One, I walked into my house the other day and Beans was perched on her heating pad as per usual. And I went, what the fuck is wrong with her? Something's
That's the first
different.
Time you asked that about that dog?
I went, something is different. It's just a little off. Then she yawns. Her tongue had been on the other side of her fucking mouth.
Oh, no!
It was like when you take a picture and it reverses and you're like, this is not right.
What?
She was...
What?
It's that the first time it's ever happened.
That's never happened before?
It's never happened, but now she has no teeth, so I think, like, shit's gonna get wild.
Oh, my God!
Like, what if it starts going out the front?
It's gonna be up in her eyeballs. It's gonna be nuts.
So anyway, I just needed to share that.
Wow.
It freaked me out. We've been trying to tug it over all week. Like, why don't we try this side, right? That's one.
Okay, that's a big one. Dang.
My other thing is, my dog sitter.
Oh, Mary.
Who has no idea anyone knows who she is.
Mary's tricky, though, because I feel like Mary is so technologically, like, is that her? Is she here? I would not put it past her knowing that Beans is in New York City to have flown out here to be with Beans.
I told Mary that Beans was going to be gone, and she just came over to say bye. And sent me a selfie of the two of them. I was like, yeah, I need pictures of you. No, I don't. Anyway, Mary, I just feel like as a whole.
Okay.
In the world of emojis, the mouth that's like a full like the
what?
Like an actual like blotting paper mouth kiss. You know the one?
What?
That's like a lip, like if you went like this with lipstick. That means sex. That's not like, she'll just be like, sounds great, that kiss emoji. And I'm like, that looks like you want to get it on. Right?
I don't know
this,
what you're talking about.
This emoji, it's like,
it looks... my mom, I love you, mom, sends me kiss emojis as like loving things.
But like the little, the smiley face that's like...
Is it the one that's sucking a dick?
Okay.
Then that'd be different.
I'm saying, and I can't hit send because this is my real estate
send
agent.
It, send it.
I'm talking about this kiss emoji.
Oh,
that
it's
looks
just
like
the,
blotting.
Oh.
That looks like a real like oh, 80s see, telephone.
It's just
emoji.
The lips. I thought you meant like the emoji face.
No,
that's
just
doing,
the
like,
lips.
The kiss.
Like that's too sexy to
oh,
send.
Oh, like a lipstick. Yeah, the lipstick.
Do you
kiss.
Guys agree or no? That's a sexy emoji.
Yeah.
Like if someone was like, I'll be there in a minute, and then since you like the little rascally purple devil, you'd be like, to fuck me? like you're my Postmates. Like, some emojis are only for naughty stuff.
I don't know why they don't separate them that way.
Oh, please. Yeah. Tyler and Corey were just talking about the way they place emojis. I can't deal.
Yeah.
She sent
you that?
She sent me that.
I mean, yeah, Mary, if you ever go missing, Mary is my number one suspect.
Like, for sure.
If you, Chip, or Beans will never go missing. Well, Beans will go missing with Mary, that's it.
No, yeah. Beans will go missing for 3 days, and then I find a GoFundMe for dog cloning. And I like break into Mary's house, and there's 40 Beans. Should we ace some cues?
Lady?
Thank
you guys for writing down questions for us.
We always get nervous we're not going to have enough to talk about.
Yeah.
And the...
Oh, next door. The one that we left off with last week that we didn't talk about.
Oh, right.
Oh.
You guys hold us accountable. Thank you.
Yeah, and we also talked about this backstage of like, when do we do this? And then clearly both of us completely forgot.
Okay, do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, I have it. Sorry. It just made me a little sad as soon as I read it.
It's intense.
It's very intense, and I also haven't read it since last week, and then I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, there is a reason I screen cap this, dang. Uh-huh. The title is Sorry for Our Noise! Exclamation point. Which, you know, next door apps are usually, people are posting to ask for things or offer services. This one is offering an apology to anyone.
Or is it?
Or is it? Do you want to read it?
Okay, Ariel says, sorry for our noise. I just want to say that I'm sorry to my neighbor for us fighting with our 16-year-old child about college, sports, nationalism, and everything. I hope you will be having a discussion with your child one day. Yes, we are loud. Everything is accentuated, and literally, if your baby can't sleep through the neighbors arguing, partying, etc., but can through all the ambulances, 12 traffic and police, I think you need to move to like Switzerland. You are lucky your child is not an Eagle Rock and dealing with gunshots, parentheses, mic drop. Grow a pair. I lived with you training your puppy. Oh wait, maybe you weren't around.
It's the most confusing post. They start apologizing for talking to their 16-year-old child about a lot of, you know, college sports nationalism and everything. And then it's as if they get mad at themselves and start arguing with themselves about, if your baby can't sleep through the neighbors arguing, partying, etc., but can through all the ambulances, 12 traffic and police, I think you need to move to, like, Switzerland. Also, that's, like, not a like Switzerland situation.
No, that shit was crazy, and I feel really bad for that 16-year-old.
Yeah. But apparently a 16-year-old has a lot to say.
Yeah, anyway, it's kind of depressing, but we gotta keep you guys informed.
Yeah.
We gotta let you know.
And also, I accept their apology, to be very honest.
Really?
As someone that's in the neighborhood with them.
I love that someone attempted my name and then crossed it out. You spelled it right. Have some confidence. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Someone wants to know, what would your stereotypical frat bro names be? Is this, this is like the straight version of drag names.
Yeah. This sounds like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, you tell me what kind of lettuce you like, and I'll tell you your frat that you should join.
You tell me what kind of date rape drug you're into. Whatever. Like, I don't know, Miller Lite Romeo? How do you find your frat bro name?
Oh, I'd be beer dong.
Like beer pong?
Beer dong?
Like beer pong.
But like a dong?
Like beer big dong.
Oh.
Yeah, really let them know what they're working with.
You know what our frat bro honestly, though, Trevor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be Chad with three D's.
I dated a Chad with three D's.
What is that?
I didn't, Chip. I didn't.
What does that mean?
Three dicks.
Oh. That seems complicated.
Okay. Why would... Okay, let's see. Oh, someone says, has the woman from Palm Springs escape room stayed in touch? No.
Oh.
However, Sherry texted me from Vegas.
Sherry with an I. Sherry with an I. Sherry with an I. Sorry, now we...
No,
she has a theme song now.
Just 4 days after leaving Vegas, did you make it home? No question mark. No. I haven't responded. Should we respond now?
Yeah. Okay.
What should I say? What should I say? What should I say?
Wait, how long ago did she text you?
Yesterday at 1 p.m.
Okay, this is literally also how we tell ourselves, like, when we're starting to date someone, this is how we talk through it.
Yeah, we're like,
when, and he didn't leave an... He didn't... What was the punctuation?
Well, there sure ain't a lip emoji.
Oh, wait, so, okay, it was yesterday?
Yesterday at 1 p.m.
Did you make it home? But
yeah. Do I say like yes, but already off doing cool stuff in New York?
Or just say yeah. What about like yes? What have you been up to since our like shenanigans?
Okay, I'm gonna send it.
Yeah. Oh my God. If one of your phones goes off in the audience when she sends this, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Okay. Okay. So here's what I'm sending. Okay, I sent, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're Southern and polite.
I know. I said, yes, ma'am, how are you? Any Benihana lately? And then I put the rice emoji.
How did you find the rice emoji so fast?
There's like 8 rice emojis.
Really? All right, well, that's a... We'll get ready to listen to next week's episode of the podcast.
We'll see this. Hold on. We checked one question before we came out on stage.
Well, because we didn't trust you guys to give us questions that would be okay and worth talking about. And we looked at one and it said, what was the worst fart you've ever smelled? And that's how we knew we could trust you.
That's when we knew you guys are the best.
Yeah.
Grace Helbig, I'm going to let you take this.
Yeah, I got a story.
And what's crazy is I too smelled this fart.
Mamrie was present. It was an ex, and we were in Australia, and we were at a YouTube event, and his bodily system failed him, but he...
Failed him? He ate 8 seafood Subway sandwiches.
Seafood sensations.
In 3 days because they had been discontinued in the U.S. and they were still available in Australia.
And there's a reason they've been discontinued. We were at a YouTube event and it was like everyone's out partying and it felt like something punched you in your fucking face.
I felt like I had been enveloped.
Yeah. I thought that we were under attack in some way. They knew all the YouTubers were in one space and that's how they were going to get all
of
us.
We weren't at the party. We had snuck out of the party. That's right, and it was me, you, said person, and Gigi Gorgeous taking shots. At a bar next door.
And there's beautiful photos of Mamrie and Gigi like climbing through each other's legs doing like tequila shots,
fucking
which
dream,
is really
man.
Fun. But
love her.
This
Go buy her
was
book.
Such a pungent and thick fart that to the point
you
that...
You needed a machete.
Yeah, you could cut the aromatic tension with a literal knife. To the point that the beautiful goddess that walks amongst us, Gigi Gorgeous, just looks at the person that farted, because we all knew who it was, and just goes, that's a lactose issue. But with like full sincerity, like not even like shaming, just literally like, As someone, this odor is very specific. That's a lactose issue. And it probably was because then on the flight home, it happened again. but it happened before the plane took off. We were sitting on the flight and there was a person next to the two of us that had... was like a full professional traveler, like got on the flight before us, like fully plugged in all of their electronics, like they were down to do work for this like 12-hour flight that we were about to embark on,
phone charge, laptop charge, like they're settled in. We had to like scoot over him to like get into our seats. And before we take off, the bomb erupts. And then the man, I was so tired that I was trying to sleep and not pretend it wasn't happening. And then I realized that the man on the other side of us had waved down a flight attendant and asked if he could move seats. And so he literally unplugged. Was like, do 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 do, like 17,000 plugs. Like this guy was in for this flight, and he moved seats. And to be, I mean, the great thing that happened is that we had a 3-seat row for the two of us, but it was not the best way to get that. So, yeah, turns out I think Gigi is the doctor we don't know that we need. Yeah. It was a lactose issue.
That was a year and a half ago, and I still taste it.
It was the worst thing I've ever experienced.
I've never eaten an oyster. But I feel
there's a lot of ways to describe it that don't make it better or don't make it not have happened.
You guys asked.
Yeah. You brought this up amongst yourselves.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, man. All right.
Uh-oh.
Do you got one?
Well, we have, who is your favorite kid in the audience from Teddy?
Oh my gosh.
One
of our managers brought his child here, and I forgot he was here when I was talking. So I'm sorry, Teddy. You learned some new words.
But also, Teddy, obviously, it's you.
Yeah, for sure, Teddy. You're the greatest. Okay, let's do a couple more.
Oh, what's your worst dance injury? Mamrie is a culprit of when she gets in a great mood at the end of the night, getting into the splits.
I do a split.
Yeah.
I'm really into doing splits. People wonder how I nabbed Chip. Oh, here's a side note.
You sent
me an article that JoJo Siwa collabed with Northwest.
No, all I saw, it was a Twitter moment headline that said, find out what happens when JoJo Siwa babysat Northwest. Yeah, you guys know. And I said, I quit the internet now.
You know what I want?
What?
A Siwa-Sawa collab. Devin Sawa, JoJo Siwa. Go to Wawa.
It's like Comedians in Cars, but like the worst version.
Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah, Wawa. Give me that meatball sub. Or sorry.
You get meatball subs at Wawa?
No. You get meatball hoagies at Wawa.
And we all know she's the whole hoagie bitch.
Sorry.
Oh man. Okay. And there's so many questions, but it's hard to choose.
I know. Also, my processing time of reading and making sure that it's... Oh. Okay.
Well, does that look good?
Sorry. No, that was me just demonstrating how my brain works when I try to read.
Okay. What did your senior prom dress look like?
Ooh, it was from The Deb. D-E-B. I wish it was... it was The Deb. I don't know if that still exists, but it's... Okay, do you own it?
But that's Deb.
Yeah, Deb is there. So like, limited.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Honored.
Yeah, Deb, you make really, the dresses break apart really quickly.
Right. As you want them to on a prom night.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deb.
It was a pair of Velcro pants, and it was really great. The Deb is like if Macy's is I don't know what like the is
Whole
like,
Foods. Deb is Trader Joe's.
No. Deb is like Ralph's.
Sorry, Deb.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Deb.
Well,
is
Well, Ralph's.
Like,
they don't have Ralph's here. You got to do East Coast grocery stores.
Aldi's.
Okay.
But it's a well-intentioned Aldi's. It's like it's great. It's
cost effective. Look at all these deals.
I don't need them. I want my cereal in bags only, not boxes. That's
for sure.
Aldi's
tagline. I don't want shelves in my grocery store. I want bins with shit in it that I pull it out of. No, it was like a Deb halter dress, and I had a full jersey, like crazy spiked up like updo, and full silver makeup that I got done at the Macy's makeup counter, and I cried and came home to my house and realized that I looked real bad, and my mom helped me figure it out. Yeah. God bless Teresa.
Yeah, she's the best.
What was yours?
I went to prom 3 years, but my...
You went to prom?
I was fast.
I just secretly wish that you went to prom for 3 years, yeah. That you stayed in the venue for 3 years.
Two of them I was in high school. My senior year, though, I got a dress. And I did the thing. Everyone got their dresses from Southern Bride, which was the bridal store in our county. And you would go, and once you ordered your dress there, because this was like pre-internet shopping, once you ordered your dress, they would like mark it so no one else from your high school got it, right? Oh. So you had to like get in there. Yeah, so you weren't showing up with the same dress.
Oh.
So I went to Southern Bride, and I ordered my dress, and it was this like beautiful ombre-looking thing. But I did... I've never, five people know this. I was like, I'm ordering a size down. I'm going to diet. It's like I'm going to lose some weight. So it'll for sure fit me when it comes in. And I didn't. And it just did not fit me. Uh-huh. And it was like, so I went to like a tailor and got like a panel put in. Like 2 inches of extra fabric. And then when I went, I was like, no, it for sure came with that one silver part. Dude, like, you didn't see the back in the magazine? It has weird silver stuff. Yeah. Buy the zipper for sure. But I looked banging. Oh, man. I looked good as hell.
Hell, yeah.
I just really opened up. Gracie's like, for sure, yeah, whatever.
No, I mean...
I just said I was too fat for my prom dress.
No, the amount of times I've heard you say you look good as hell and I know it, I'm just like, yeah, you did.
I did look really great.
Yeah. Someone wants to know a favorite Brooklyn bar memory. And this is funny because I last night we went out to a bunch of like Irish little pubs in the area that we're staying. Sure, Irish pubs.
Irish. Someone just 23andMe'd.
Yeah. Their parents fucked in a pub. And we were like drinking, and I looked out, and it was like a very kind of like business casual setting where it's clearly like a bunch of people like after work drinking with each other, and it was someone's birthday, and this one girl just like picked up this tray of like 30 whiskey shots, and she was like walking around with them. She didn't work there. She was just like giving them out to her friends. Yeah, no, she ordered them, and then it was like this funny thing to do with her group of friends, and they're all taking photos of her, and I looked at her, and I was like, that's so obnoxious, but then I realized like, oh, that's me. Like, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
When I get drunk, I order, like, shots for everyone. And so I was getting mad at but no, not here in this setting. There's too many of you, so I can't do that tonight. But it was like watching 10 minutes of her just take Instagram photos holding this tray. And it was really intense. And then it reminded me of, like, oh, remember when we climbed over, like, that library bar?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, we like literally climbed over stuff. It was a full night. We tied one on in Manhattan, and we were like literally climbing over. We're like, we got to get around to our friends. We can't go around. Let's go through. So let's climb over this wall.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I remembered like, oh, I'm no better than this girl that's having the best night ever now.
That girl seems fucking rad.
I know. I think I'm mad that I didn't like introduce myself.
No.
Also, she had a lot of extra
shots. You're mad that BuzzFeed thinks you're 35.
I'm mad. I know, I'm overcompensating. I'm wearing fucking cheetah pants tonight and a Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Like, I think
I could be any age.
I think one of my favorite memories in this neighborhood with you is when it was your birthday. So I made you have a bar party because you'd never do birthday parties.
Yeah.
And I made you a cake that had all the characters from... who's the little sassy girl? The little... and like Mama June.
Honey Boo Boo.
And had all the characters of Honey Boo Boo on it. And then I got you a green screen kit, but I wrapped it. It was a square, and I wrapped it, and then I just put a big like label on it that said "dental dam," like her vagina was this big.
Yeah, so I met Mamrie at a bar before the other bar that we were going to, and she goes, "Let me give you my gifts for you at this bar." Gives me this fully wrapped dental dam and says, "You are not allowed to unwrap this all night." So I had to walk down the streets of Brooklyn holding this giant thing that said
dental dam
all over it. Yeah, it was great.
Y'all know what a dental dam is?
Yeah!
I mean, literally, damn.
Wow. Brooklyn knows what a dental dam is. Damn.
Hell yeah, we're in Gowanus. You need to dam everything. Oh, do we have any more questions? Should we let these people keep drinking?
I think we should let them keep drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, we had so much fun doing that show.
Thank you guys.
We hope you had fun.
I hope you guys enjoyed this. The last time that you were here, it was a fully scripted show. The last time that we were both here with Hannah was like a fully scripted show. So it's always weird to come here and just sit and talk.
And talk.
Yeah.
But you know what? I loved it. I'm not going to be able to walk tomorrow. so let's all have fun and have Grace's boyfriend continue getting to know her parents.
Yeah. Thank you.